When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, all week we've been celebrating the birthday of Miss Dolly Rebecca Parton.
Gather round, girl.
Miss Dolly Rebecca Parton. I started to be smart alecky and I choked myself. And this song, I don't recognize. Do you recognize it, David?
Well, since I grew up in the mountains of Richmond, Virginia, that's where I spent my summers, I do, but I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, no, you have to tell us. That's the game.
I believe this is the beginning of Golden Threads, but I could be wrong.
My time. It's my time.
It's my time. Ooh, boy, my family's going to be upset. I'm glad they're not listening.
Ooh. Delete.
Because it's my time.
Oh.
It's my time. It's my time.
Oh, thank you, Rick. She makes us happy.
She does.
She?
I mean, I grew up with her, and my family's from Richmond, Virginia. I spent my summers on a farm in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
I don't hear that.
I worked speech therapy to get rid of the accent, but it comes back after a couple martinis, trust me.
Oh, there you go. We can do that.
We can.
Joey Pals, you remember this beautiful radio voice. This is David Perry from, let me do it, David Perry and Associates Incorporated, Creative Communications and International Connections, CCCC.
Joey English has said it, so it must be true.
Must be true, darling. What is it that you do exactly?
Well, I don't know if you remember that old British comedy show, Ab Fab.
No, I don't. So do it, you, Rick?
No. It's
what's your name? Ab Fab.
Absolutely fabulous.
Okay.
And it's an old 1980s British comedy show, and one of the characters, her name is Edwina Monsoon, runs a PR agency in London. And people ask her in one famous episode, well, what do you do? What is PR? And she says, I make PR. I make the fab fabulous. And she goes onto this whole thing. I mean, my job is promoting people. Our clients come to us when they want to be known, and I say, well, you need to go on Joey English. That's the first thing I tell everybody.
You.
But then also we do video design. We do video editing, we do web design, we do social media, and we do photography. Actually, this week, we're very happy. We just finished doing the promotional photo shoot for the Palm Springs Airport.
Oh.
Best little airport in the world. And I don't know if you saw the news this week. Not only was last year good news post-COVID, it was the busiest month ever for Palm Springs Airport. And they're about to go through some design and a new website, and they hired us to do the photography, including we have our own FAA certified drone. So I always tell people, if you want aerial photography, call me because we know how to do it. And since it's FAA certified, you're not going to be arrested.
Wednesdays, Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours. You present Mondays, remember?
Yes.
But Wednesdays is presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. We're excited to share that 2022 is officially the busiest year, blah, blah, blah.
Isn't that something?
That's it. Last year's total passenger count beat the previous record set in 2019 by over 16%. And the airport also set new records for flights and available seats. We're on the same page, dear.
We are. And, you know, for those of us, and I'm sure you're one of them, who have flown in and out of our wonderful airport, gone are the days when you'd be the only person at baggage claim.
Oh, yes.
It is crowded, and that's great, but there's a lot of expansion going on there, and so we're really proud to work with them.
That's wonderful.
You know, my husband and I have called Palm Springs home full-time now for almost 7 years.
But how long are you married?
Well, we say 25 years, December 1st, because that's when we met.
Oh.
So our anniversary is when we met.
Sure. Don't get married, it'll ruin it. Oh, excuse me. I overreacted.
Overshare. Yeah.
Do you share some of the names of your clients besides the airport?
Oh, sure. I mean, here in Palm Springs, we represent Grand Central Palm Springs over
yes.
there and La Plaza. We always like to say it's always Grand Central time. You remember the clock in there?
Yes.
Used to be Desmond's department store. So we say for breakfast, brunch, lunch, munch, nibbles and bites, or creative cocktails, it's always Grand Central time.
Oh, and, is that cute?
Yeah. And just this week, they opened a new art exhibit featuring the work of the late Spanish-Brazilian artist Maria Henia Cususo. Beautiful work. And
At the Grand Central,
yes. In the back area.
Because you brought them to our show.
Correct. John and Rita, husband and wife, they founded this as a, I mean, it really is a labor of love. Anyone who runs a restaurant knows it has to be a labor of love.
Talk about a marriage.
Talk about a marriage. You're there all the time. But one of the things they do that's so great is they support local artists. Georgine Papik, Gary Patterson are always there. And then Maria Henia Cususo, who's actually the late aunt of my husband, Alfredo. She painted during the 1980s this wonderful mid-century modern sort of stuff, late mid-century modern, and it was locked away in a storage unit in Brazil for 20 years. No one knew it was there. 65
no way.
Huge paintings. If you like color, you like geometry, you like mid-century sort of design, this exhibit is up all the way through March. So Grand Central, we represent also one of your favorite places, the Purple Room.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you
Michael
want,
Holmes.
Oh, Michael Holmes and the Judy Show and... There's a bunch of amazing people coming up. I'm going to give you some news you may have not read about.
Okay.
The one and only Lorna Luft. will be performing in March. You know, daughter of Judy, sister of Liza.
She's done our show.
She's amazing. The one and only Marilyn May at 94 years old.
She's amazing, too. I saw her at the Annenberg a few years ago.
She kicked her feet up to the side of the piano when I saw her 3 months ago. She's one of the only people that Michael does three nights because she sells out every night. So if you've never seen Marilyn May, or for the three people listening to the show who haven't heard of her,
yes,
you really owe it to yourself. She is truly a legend. Billy Stritch is coming.
Oh,
Lucy
that's
Arnaz.
Elaine Stritch's son? No.
No, 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 no.
No relation?
Don't believe so. Billy Stritch, of course, made his name as a accompanist to Liza Minnelli.
Okay, I'm mixing something up.
Yeah, he is.
Root is coming.
Yeah, I love the name of her book. Isn't that the greatest book you've ever heard?
Consider your ass kissed.
So Ruta Lee is going to be there. Then we represent a nonprofit that usually sounds like it's very boring stuff, but it's actually really important. It's called HARC, the Health Assessment Research Center.
They've been on the show for years.
They put together research on health, and I mean mental, physical,
I mean every aspect of it.
And so
hangnails.
That's it. And this survey that's coming out the end of February will be the first assessment of the health of people in Riverside County since COVID. And our elected officials, they use this data to form policy.
That's right. Our elected officials, hear this, Joey Pals, they use this data that HARC collects to form the policies of where the money goes, where the time's
That's
going,
exactly
where the
right.
energy, it's... They've been on our show since they started.
They just hired us a few months ago, and
Good.
I was so excited because she said when we started speaking, Casey, she said, well, you know, so many people consider data boring. I'm like, no, data and information is what feeds our society. So I love working with them. And then, of course, our very first client we got in Palm Springs, DesArt Performs.
Oh.
To my mind, of course, I'm the PR person, the best little theater company here. They're doing an amazing show, just closed, A Bright New Boise. But they have two more shows coming up, and they perform at the Palm Springs Women's Club.
They've been on the show, too.
They have been. They must have a good PR person.
They must have a good PR person.
And then, of course, the last thing you've heard me talk about, you had me on, thank you very much, talking about my novel, award-winning,
yes.
Upon This Rock, mystery thriller set in a beautiful Italian town. The sequel is being written, and the screenplay is being written. So I'm telling everyone out there who's listening, because everyone says, great, it's going to be a movie. I'm like, only if I get a director or a producer to come to me and say, I want to option it. So if you're in the business, call me. I got a great book. Go to davidperry.com.
And I thought, Upon This Rock, I thought it was a religious. Tell everybody the basic. Don't tell them how it comes out.
No, of course not.
Tell them.
These two characters, this really young, good-looking gay couple, don't know who inspired them, end up with the ashes of a friend who has died of cancer, and they're a little Italian town, and they're on their way to scatter his ashes, and they stumble upon a mystery, a mysterious suicide. Or is it a suicide? And in the midst of this, they uncover a plot to destroy, let's just say, a world monument. And also, they uncover a human sex trafficking ring. So these two young men solve the mystery, and they survive to come back to Palm Springs and write the sequel.
You need therapy.
I do.
So you went from Upon This Rock, taking their ashes, discovering a mystery, gay people, and a murder?
A murder? Oh, yeah. There's definitely a murder.
Yes.
And sex and human trafficking.
Oh, that's it. What did you leave out? Is there a recipe?
Yeah, my favorite review, Armistead Maupin, said
yes.
It was an elegant, twisty thriller, and Fenton Johnson, a Guggenheim winner, said, this is my favorite review because this is for the movie. The Gay Da Vinci Code, but a lot better.
I remember reading that. The Gay Da Vinci Code, but a lot better. What's next for you, dear?
Well, next up is we're going to be working on the sequel. My husband and I are working on this photo project for Palm Springs Airport. We're looking forward to the HARC release of data and, of course, our continuing work with Purple Room and Grand Central Palm Springs.
Do you write the books together?
No. You know, people say, they ask Alfredo, well, what did you think of the book when David was writing it? He said he wouldn't show me. So when I finished it, I gave it to him, and I said, here. And I remember he told me after reading it, which he liked it, which was good, because I knew if he didn't, he wouldn't be able to hide it.
That's right.
He said, what pressure? My husband just wrote a book, and now he's giving it to me. So,
yes.
So the next thing we're doing, actually, we're going to, I also lecture aboard ship. We just finished a Christmas cruise aboard beautiful Seabourn. And I'm saying this to everyone who's listening because they said, I didn't know David and Alfredo could afford a cruise like that. And the short answer is, we can't.
We can't.
We sang for our supper.
Yes.
I once or twice a year, we get a trip in exchange for me lecturing. I lectured about the book, and I lectured about my passion, maritime history. So we just did a cruise in the Caribbean, and in April, we'll be doing a transatlantic just in time to be with Alfredo's family for their 60th wedding anniversary.
I have an idea.
Yes.
There's a sentence you don't hear very often. Our ACT Travel and Tours, they have a free first Wednesday of every month travel club. And I've had my friends like Shirley Feeney. Say her real name. Shirley Feeney. Shirley Feeney. Gollies.
Short-term what? I know. Don't worry about it.
You know
it.
Who yeah. I mean. It'll come to me in the wrong time. And Jack Jones and Rita Lee.
Yeah.
They've all spoken there. And they do books.
I would love to
we'll
come
do
because
it.
I always say the one thing I truly know about is
Cindy Williams.
Cindy Williams.
Thank
I worked,
God.
I worked aboard ship 28 years ago. I've been around the world twice by ship.
See?
I love travel. And to me, ship travel, it doesn't matter big or small the ship is. At some point, you're out on the deck. You feel the deck move beneath you. And you're like, this is travel.
I'm going to Dubai in March of this year. I keep saying next year. And we're on a cruise. Costa.
Oh, which one?
Does it say? It doesn't say yet. But all balcony cruise, including air, 1995.
Well, you must have led a good life.
I did. Or ACT Tours. I'll hook you up with them.
Yeah, please do.
Sorry, we're out of time, but we have to have a meeting now. So we're going to have a business meeting. How do people continue the conversation with you?
All you need to do is remember my name, davidperry.com, DavidPerry.com. Drop me a line, and I will always answer with my signature phrase, ahoy.
Oh, how cute. You don't give out a phone number, don't need a phone number?
Yeah, you're welcome to call my phone number, 415.
Oh, San Francisco.
I've had it forever. 676-7007.
7,007. I had my first two babies at Stanford. And I worked at Big Al's. And I did Dirty Harry in 1971 with Clint Eastwood. I'm trying to remember names
so
here.
So the next time we talk, since we're out of town now, okay. We have to talk about Carol Doda.
Upstairs from me. I sang right on the stage right underneath her.
I gave her a ride home one day. I thought her endowment was going to knock out my front bumper. Yeah.
Joey Pals. I'm sorry you can't hear the rest of this, Joey Pals. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.